wasn't too long ago where the city of Tshwane went on a campaign disconnecting the electricity of defaulters. And we're not talking about residents. We're talking about businesses, corporations, embassies. We're talking about governmental offices. And yesterday they did the same. There was a Twitter X post yesterday by the city of Tshwane, and I'll read it verbatim. And it says, when you think we're here for a refund, boom, your lights are off. Hashtag SARS owes us 838,000 rand. Hashtag Tshwane Yatima. Lights are out. Jackie Ace is the Tshwane Mako member for finance. Good morning, Jackie. SARS as of yesterday owed the city of Tshwane 838,000 rand, and that's why the electricity was switched off. But I understand that's now since been paid.
Yes, it was the Department of Public Works who owed the city the funds, which houses a SARS building. So it's important to understand that the city of Tshwane is on a drive, which is called Tshwane Yatima, in order to collect from everybody who owes the city. That includes businesses, residents, embassies, as what you've said. And we are not going to be favoring one above the other. If there is outstanding accounts, then action is taken. And it's part of a normal credit control process that every municipality has in their credit control policies.
What's the outstanding debt for not residential users of Tshwane services, but for the corporates, the embassies, the national governmental offices that are based in the capital, Tshwane?
The entire debtors book in the city is 23 billion. And currently we are looking at encashing at least 6 billion of that before the end of the financial year. Majority of the debt is by residents, but there is, I believe it's about 11 billion that is by businesses.
You've done this campaign before, and what I've noted is that very soon after the city of Tshwane has been on this campaign, that defaulters, particularly national governmental offices, there were also a couple of shopping malls, that they pay immediately because they obviously don't want to see an end to their businesses and services from operating. So it's a case of they have the money, but the payment of municipal debt is very, very low down on the list of priorities of governmental offices and businesses in Tshwane.
Yes, we have done this previously. What we are doing now is we are institutionalizing credit control and debt collection into the municipality, that we do not see debt growing as what it is now. We had some difficulty last year in the municipality with regards to some political instability and strikes, which ensured that debt was growing again. But we need to ensure that we can institutionalize debt collection in the city. For various years, we were not able to issue summons as a city as well. So even once credit control has been done and people do not pay, we couldn't issue summons and attach property, which is something that we are also institutionalizing in our municipality now. It is important that we collect from everybody who utilizes water and electricity, because we need to in turn pay our bulk suppliers. And it is only a fair practice towards the residents who are paying to ensure that everybody is paying and that we can deliver the quality services that we would like to deliver.
Jackie, the Department of Public Works is like the landlord of state buildings and facilities. It's their responsibility to make sure these buildings are maintained and that services are paid for. Tshwane, of course, our national capital, it also houses many of governmental institutions. What is the debtors book of the Department of Public Works of national government and what it owes the city of Tshwane?
That question I can't answer at the moment. The debtors book for those individual departments, I try to not focus on. I focus on the individual counts and do not discriminate specifically towards departments or embassies.
Jackie Ace, Tshwane Mako member for finance. They're on another spree to particularly target the corporates, the businesses, the malls, but also the government institutions, the departments based in the city of Tshwane. Something like 23 billion rand is owed by customers to the city of Tshwane. I got a little bit of a giggly feeling when I saw the city of Tshwane at the SARS offices. I think the SARS is one of those institutions that actually work well in South Africa. I appreciate the tax man. I give unto Caesar what belongs unto Caesar. But I actually thought that instead of going to turn them off, the city of Tshwane could have sent SARS an email. I'm sure you've received this email from SARS where they're either informing you you've got a refund or you have to pay something extra. And they send an email with a PDF attachment. And for the life of me, no one who has ever received that email can actually open up that attachment. It's an Adobe PDF. And then when you click on it, it says you have to download Adobe PDF. No one I know who's received an email from SARS with some sort of letter of receipt or demand or some sort of announcement that you're getting something back has ever been able to open up that email. And maybe instead of switching off the lights, the city of Tshwane could simply have done that to SARS. A little bit of a taste of their own medicine. But 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. After Eyewitness News, we speak to our latest Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation Leading for Humanity participant. We're speaking to Bridget Hanna, who is a member of this year's cohort, who is an innovation director at the DG Murray Trust. But it's